WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Real quick, I got to tell you, Ryan Bush said that he can build a Baby Yoda out of Legos for you.
So. Oh, yeah, nice. Ryan Bush, sweet, bro. A Baby Yoda out of Legos. I'll just sacrifice a foot to stomp that thing. I will.
Just ruin a foot just to crush
it. I'm not sure if you can punt Legos, but I will try.
That is hilarious.
God, two things.
Nice. I told him your head was going to explode. All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139, Benton Harbor. Go check them out. Need some lunch. Need a midday snack, a midday pizza snack.
If you're hungry. If you need something in your stomach.
Anything. Get a pizza at night and then have it for breakfast in the morning from
Won't
Joey C's.
You? Won't you?
Go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today. What do you hate with a passion? Baby
Yoda.
My mom always said, don't use the word hate. It's not nice. But you know what? I'm an adult now, so I can use it.
Right. With a capital H.
There are certain things that you hate with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to hate too many things, but there are a few things that I do. Mm-hmm. There's a few things that I do. I hate, and I say with a passion, I hate it when people, and not the people, it's the choice that they make. Mm-hmm. When they park, I don't care if you're running into a store. I don't care if it's quick. When you just kind of park in front of something.
Yeah.
This happened the other day. I was going to get some Chinese food, and this guy, instead of parking in the parking spot, thought I'm just going to park right here in front of the store and then run in and get my order.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not allowed to do that. I hate that with a passion. It's so inconsiderate and rude.
Yeah.
Just park. And the parking spot was like 10 feet from where he parked.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was like down. It doesn't matter if it's down pouring. It doesn't matter. Just park. Don't be that jackass that parks like in front of the door of the store to drop someone off. You're just park.
I agree with you on this.
Park. Oh,
here's what you do. You got to put a brick into your in your truck.
And throw it at them?
No, not to throw it at them. Because usually if people park that way, they leave their car unlocked.
Yeah.
You open up the driver door, you put that brick on the gas pedal, and throw that thing into drive. That's what happens when you park like that.
You get a runaway car.
That's what you get.
I hate it with a passion. It is not hard to park. But if you think you are just more important than everyone else, like, no, just park it right here. It's fine.
Huh.
Oh, I hate it with a passion.
Yeah, and if you're the dick who's got a nice car and parks on the line and takes up two spots.
Oh, I'll ding your car.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. No problem.
Let that be known. Yeah. From this morning on, I don't care if you have a Porsche Cayenne that it's worth $80,000.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm going to door ding the hell out of you.
You know, I'm sorry. You're not more important than anybody. You know what you do? You park in the back of the parking lot in between the lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I hate that.
Yep. So that's what I hate with a passion. Right there for you. Right there.
What do I hate?
Wait,
you got some Facebook answers. I'm going to save mine.
You can save yours. There are some great Facebook answers. Let's see. Elijah hates changing the kitty litter for my wife's cat.
It is very gaggy. Cat. Yeah, that part doesn't smell great.
Let's see. When I have, Cody said, when I have old people that look, that just look at me like I'm stupid.
Yes. That is annoying.
Okay,
especially when you aren't. When you're to the age, you're like, I know what I'm talking about.
I could take you down, old man.
Right. You got a hip, and it will break.
You give me that look there, old timer? Putting you down. Sherry's berries. She hates Valentine's Day with a passion. I don't think I hate
Valentine's.
She
must be single. Sorry, Sherry.
I'm so lonely.
Sherry.
I hate it. Stephanie hates macaroni and cheese with a passion.
Psycho.
How do you hate macaroni and cheese?
It's just too good. I don't understand it, so I hate it.
I hate it because it's too good.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard of someone saying they hate macaroni and cheese.
Why do you hate? Maybe she ate it so much that it made her a bigger.
Or she had a bad experience.
Yeah, you know.
With some mac and cheese.
Yeah. Or maybe she's just not cooking the noodles long enough. Why is it crunchy?
Yeah, that won't do.
No.
What I recommend, try this one time. Use like a white cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
White cheddar mac and cheese.
Yeah,
nice. Shut your mouth.
Could you cut up my hot dogs, Brock?
Do you put hot dogs in your mac and
cheese?
Sometimes. you ruin it.
Sometimes.
You got to have ketchup in there.
You know what? I have adulted, though. I went from the hot dogs to the actual Polish sausage.
Oh, the Polish sausage in there. Yeah. That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What do you hate with a passion? More when we come back.
Than WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 750, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What do you hate with a passion?
Screaming yellow lobster.
I knew you were going to say it at some point.
It's stupid.
No, you know what? I think you love him so much, you hate how much you love him.
No, I just understand how many people out there would love the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Radio sounds cool, man. It'd be fun to be on there and express my emotions and my mind. Mm-hmm. But no, I'd give it to a mannequin. Not even a real thing.
He's a real lobster. Don't you dare say that.
He's not.
He's very talented on air. He plays some great music.
It's a foam costume.
He's not a chatty Cathy like you on air.
Yeah.
He just rocks out.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I hate that I don't love him more. Uh-huh. I hate with the passion that I don't love the lobster more. He deserves more.
Uh-huh. If I could get my hot tub just a little bit hotter, we would be having the most badass surf and turf night ever.
Well, I won't do it because I love the lobster. let's see. Jennifer said her husband hates ranch dressing. What?
See, I don't seek ranch out.
That's America's drink.
But, oh, God. You know, for certain things, it's really, really good.
I do, honestly, most of my, meals, I'll make, sriracha ranch. Oh, it's so good.
How about this? Would you put ranch on your salad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's the only salad dressing I really like is ranch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'll have other stuff.
How about this one? This is either you're going to be like, you're psycho, because you haven't had it, or if you have, it's actually pretty good. A pizza rolls.
With ranch?
Dip them in ranch.
Yeah, moron. That's nothing groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking.
Been doing that since I was a kid. Pizza and ranch go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pizza rolls. Walmart the other day, they have that industrial size bag of pizza rolls. It's 500 pizza rolls. And I'm like, God, that looks so good. I could pound that.
That's a video game night, bro.
Yeah, that's
500.
God, it's insane. Brandon hates man buns and crappy beards with a passion.
What about boy band beards?
Yeah, I don't hate those. I just feel bad for people that have them.
Shut up.
Hey, poor fella can't even grow a full beard.
I still got a full head of hair. You know why? Because it's chin strapped on.
It's chin strapped. It's not going anywhere.
Good luck.
Just a helmet. let's see. Lori hates cauliflower. I've grown to like it more.
Yeah, me too. I really like it now. As a kid, though, I'm like, God.
Yeah.
That's white.
I broccoli? I like cauliflower and broccoli a lot.
It's good, man.
Now, to be fair, though, I'm dipping them in ranch.
Right. That's very true.
Or they're covered in cheese.
Uh-huh.
Either one. Brian hates people that don't put their carts back in the corral with a passion. I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, that's got to be a thing of the past. If you don't do that, you're a lazy piece of trash.
You deserve to get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You do. If you don't put your cart back, you deserve to get the coronavirus. And I got no problem saying that.
Yeah.
Dave hates refried beans. I love refried beans.
Especially on tacos.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Black beans, too.
Whew. I mean, it doesn't look like the greatest food.
No, but you got to get over the look. You just got to eat it.
Yeah.
Put a little cheese on there, a little hot sauce, a little tapatio.
What else do you put beans on, refried beans? For me, it's just Mexican.
Well, yeah, just burritos. But I can eat them by themselves.
Yeah.
No problem. All day. And then I toot.
How about gym flow picks? Gym flow, bro.
I do hate those with a passion.
Why do you have to hold your phone like this by your shoulder and then stick your ass out? Just go work out. That's what you're there for the love of God.
Just the way, it's a workout. Laura hates NFL overtime rules. Amen.
Oh, there you go.
Amen. Hate those with a passion.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest rules.
It really is.
It's so stupid. Let's see. Pete hates Green Bay Packer fans with a passion. You know what, Pete? Why you gotta be mean? Why you gotta be mean there, Pete?
Well, I mean, he's not too far off.
Ben Elder just hates people with a passion. All right, Ben. Let's keep an eye on him.
Stay home.
We're gonna keep an eye on Ben there.
Right.
KT hates juggalos with a passion.
I didn't really see too many juggalos around anymore.
I hate those juggalos, man.
I think they all kind of hang out in one spot somewhere. I don't see too many of them walking around.
No. If you hang around the soda aisle by the Faygo.
The Faygo aisle.
You'll see one every once in a while. You know,
they typically keep to themselves, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They're quiet, you know. They don't go crazy with it anymore. It
still blows my mind. What is it?
I don't know. If you see one in the wild, it is quite a sight.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk trash about it because I've never been to a concert. Maybe that's what it is. You go and you understand.
Don't they have one in Michigan?
Well, they're from Detroit.
Yeah, so don't they? But where's that big old Juggalo Fest?
I don't know. It's just got to be in Detroit, right?
Is it around there?
No idea. We should go.
We should go.
Let's do a bus trip.
Let's do a bus trip.
We can all get up in the clown makeup.
Yeah. Isn't it called like Juggalo Fest or something like that?
It has to. We got to get a bunch of Faygo. Let's get a Diet Cream Soda because I actually like that. That's good. I'll drink that one.
I don't know if that's gangster enough for the Juggalos, Diet Cream Soda.
This guy sucks.
That guy's got creep. No, wait, it's Diet. He's a fake.
He's a phony.
He's a fake Juggalo. Get out of here, fake Juggalo. We don't want you around.
Beat it. The double.